love that song. And that one is for former Commander Tracy Riley with the United States Coast Guard and the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival Office. She's in the studio right now, and we were talking about how much we love that song.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time, and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Hey, you. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. You look great, by
Thanks.
The way.
Thank you.
I was going to say you look really refreshed, but I know you're
busy.
Oh,
yeah. I'm glad I look that way, at least.
So last night, I know you were out in that torrential downpour, and you know, my boyfriend's a musician, so I get it. Equipment cannot get wet.
Right.
You can ruin an amp in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it just got to the point we delayed, and then we looked, it just wouldn't stop raining to the point where we're worried about the electronics, about the equipment, and the comfort of the people coming to it. I mean, it just... It didn't let up enough.
No, it didn't. Yeah. It didn't. What are you going to do? It happens. Yeah. What are you going to do? We look forward to tonight's show with Grand Evolution, Six Journey, and Led Zeppelin.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I got to come down here for this. I have to
see
this.
Yeah, you do.
We were talking off the air that there was a change of command.
Mm-hmm.
So explain to our audience why they couldn't tour the Mackinac.
The Mackinac.
Yeah.
So maybe six... Earlier in the year, Commander Green, the commanding officer, called me and asked if she could do her change of command during festival week, because of course bringing your ship in here is a big deal. And I said, I think that'd be fabulous. So the change of command, Commander Green has finished her tour, and she was relieved of command by Commander O'Brien yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And it's a formal ceremony presided over by the Admiral on the deck of the ship. So that's why the ship was closed, because they were preparing for that and for all the visitors and guests and families that came to that as well. So that's what was going on in Mackinac yesterday.
Got it. Okay. And then on Friday, it won't be open until 6 because you have another event on.
Right.
The
reception for our official party prior to the National Memorial goes on the deck of the Mackinac.
Got it. Okay. Wonderful. Today, there's a Coast Guard recruiting presentation, and I know you guys did that last year. That's a really good idea, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. And we get a lot of people over there. It's over at the sector field office. And, if you are at all interested in the Coast Guard, it's a great day to come down and check that out.
What did you love about being in the United States Coast Guard?
Really all of it. I know that sounds kind of...
No, I believe you, because when that Little River Band song was playing, you talked about how you felt being out on that water.
Oh, yeah. It just reminded me of being underway.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah. It just brings back memories, you know.
Yeah. But what did you love about serving?
Well, I did love being on a ship, on a cutter.
Yeah.
But I think I love the camaraderie. I think the biggest thing, I was at the retirees dinner last night.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, after I got home and unsoaked myself from being in the rain at the Mackinac.
Yeah.
We have a retirees dinner every Wednesday of Coast Guard Festival.
Yeah.
And so retirees from all over, any retiree is welcome to come. And they come in there, and you see some of the same people every year. Sometimes you see new people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you see old friends that you haven't seen in a while. So it's just, it's the camaraderie. And that's what we were talking about that last night with several people at the table.
Because
all of us knew somebody that knew somebody. The Coast Guard's tiny
in comparison
to other services.
I would agree,
You know, you worked with so-and-so. Yeah, I worked with him. And you know, and
Very, very cool.
Yeah, so it's just, I just always think it's fun.
I just love the men and women of the United States Coast Guard. We were out for the volleyball. They were playing yesterday, the volleyball tournament with Coast Guard personnel. And they're just some of the most polite people I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
And
you're right. They really do take care of one another. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. It's just amazing. And I love when you guys come into port for the parade of ships, they get off the ship and then they run to Prono Pups. And then everybody parts like the Red Sea and gives them room, you know, and lets them cut in line. And that's how much we love them.
I saw pictures of that again.
Yeah,
this year.
Did you?
That's just become a thing.
Has it?
Yeah.
It really is something.
Like, yeah.
So, What do the Coasties do? Obviously, they got to do work on the ship. Mm-hmm. They've got to do their regular jobs. But can they come down and enjoy concerts
in the
evening?
They absolutely can.
They can. And do they have to be in uniform when they're out and about?
They don't have to be.
They don't have to be.
It's to their benefit, probably, to be.
Oh, I think it is, because, we'll buy you a beer.
No, they don't have to be. Okay. And there's activities for them that go on throughout the week. Volleyball was one. We had a golf tournament for them on Tuesday.
Sure, sure.
They'll have a lunch at the Legion tomorrow after evening.
Okay.
They get invited to all the concerts. They on top of the things that we do for them, they have the opportunity to just be in town and enjoy.
And just do that.
You know.
Yeah.
But do remember, too, they have duty. So
Even
though the ship is in, there's a handful of people that have to stay on board.
Yeah.
So you don't get to go anywhere on your duty day type of thing. So, and our local units, Station Grand Haven and the Sector Field Office, do a lot of work. So those guys volunteer and work on top of their regular jobs. They put in a lot of hours.
I bet they do.
For the Coast Guard Festival.
I bet they
do. So if you see those folks walking around, please thank them.
Yeah,
they do a lot.
Because our local Coasties are here all the time.
All the time.
And we,
And we ask a lot of them at festival time.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah.
Tomorrow, there will be obviously the memorial service, which I have heard is very, very touching.
It is. Yeah, if you can get down for that.
Okay.
That's kind of the center. That's the centerpiece of our festival week. It's kind of how the festival really grew, was with the loss of the Escanaba and the memorial service that came out of that and just grew every year and became the national, what we call the Coast Guard National Memorial Service. So it's very solemn. This year it's super special because we dedicated the Memorial Brick Garden on Memorial Day this year. So we now have the names of all those lost since the Revenue Cutter Service, engraved in bricks and laid in Escanaba Park. The new section is next to that red buoy. So if you go over there and look down, you'll see just the names of just hundreds of young men and
tearing
women.
Tearing up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's touching. So
I believe it.
But it's the only memorial of its type. And,
it's sad when the ships leave.
I know.
There's always There's always sort of that lull, like, oh, man, you know. So, you know, you're right. We should remember our local Coasties because they're still out there getting it done and getting work done and all of that. Do you get a chance to, like, you don't go on any carnival rides or anything, do you?
I don't get a chance. Yeah, no, I'd like to get to the food trucks this year, maybe.
That's
There's a
fact,
couple
huh?
that I'd like to try out. And it's funny. I think, like most people, I loved carnivals when I was younger. I have no wish to go on carnival rides anymore.
No, yeah. I'm too old. I'll break a hip or something at this point. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
And who's our Grand Marshal for the parade? Do we know?
The Commandant will be here.
Awesome.
Exciting! Yes, Admiral Lunde is our acting Commandant right now. He will be here, and he will be the Grand Marshal.
That is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for people that are, and I know a lot of people, they summer here in Grand Haven, and they will tune into the local radio stations. When you've got, you know, the Admiral here in town, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes to keep everyone safe.
That's right.
I wanted to state that. It's really, really important. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell you what goes on, but a lot of things go on to make sure that everyone is safe, because this is a huge parade. This is a huge festival.
It is. Yeah.
It's wow. So what is your day like today?
Today, I am getting ready. Tonight is our honorees dinner, and that's a dinner where our official party is pretty much all in town by this evening, and we have a big dinner up at the Trillium. So that's the preparations for that.
It's
are
a
really
big deal.
What's going
it's
on
a big
today.
Deal.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a big, that's a
it
big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see you. It's nice
Me
that
too.
You had the time to come in here and visit with us when we got so darn busy with Coast Guard and everything in between. You know, you work closely with Grand Haven Main Street too, right? Because this is a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. And even though you're not right on Main Street, you're still a part of what they do.
We're very visible now, though. Did you see our building?
Yes.
The new paint job?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah, I think it's a sharp.
I do. I ran into former Vice President of Pure Michigan, Dave Lorenz.
Yeah, Dave.
I love him. He was out at your office yesterday.
Oh, he helps us out.
He does a
ton.
Lot,
he's,
doesn't he?
He's wonderful.
Well, we're looking forward to the parade. We will have a live cam on the parade, so people will be able to watch that from home or wherever they're at. I'm still working on a Coast Guard Barbie with Mattel. I'm hoping at some point in my lifetime that will happen. I don't really have an update for you on that. Mattel has all the material, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I'll tell you, when my grandkids, when they come out here and they see these big ships and they see the flags, and they get the smile on their face. They know, they're only like 2 and a half and 4. They know that this is a big deal to be down here. And it's so nice to see that on little kids' faces, you know?
It's just the excitement that's in the city. There's just a general excitement.
It is. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. I love it, and I love this town. Thank you for being
here.
You're
so welcome.
It is another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's